Okay, this week we're going to learn the dinim of Chanukah, because Thursday night is Chanukah. But before we go to Chanukah, I just want to mention the dinim. Last night we began saying the same Talumot Levracha. We mentioned rain in God's greatness starting on Shmini Atzeres. We already what's called Bench Geshem. Or we were saying Mashiv Ruach Merdina Geshem. But that wasn't requesting rain or saying a praise of Hashem that He brings rain. Now, in Israel, they began asking for rain on the seventh day of Cheshvan. Because in Israel, they need rain earlier, because of the way makeup of the agricultural makeup of Israel, they needed rain earlier. They waited 14 days after Yom Tov. In other words, a week after Simchas Torah, and then another week, the seventh of Cheshvan, because they didn't want to start asking for rain when people had to go home from Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says it took approximately 2 weeks for all the people that came to the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Tov. By the time they got home, it took 2 weeks. So we don't want to ask for rain that the travelers, they didn't go by plane or by bus, the travelers shouldn't have been stuck in the rain. In Bavel, the Gemara says, they didn't need rain then. So rain, they would ask what was called 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. After the season called Tishrei, 60 days after that, you start saying the same Talamata in Bavel. The whole world, besides Eretz Yisrael, does like Bavel did, because today that's when we basically need rain. Now, 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei is usually the night of the 5th of December, because it's the solar system of the, I forgot the English word, not equinox, whatever it's called. It's Kufis Tishrei, the four seasons in the year, no, whatever they're called in English. It's called Kufis Tishrei. So, in the secular calendar, it starts the night prior to the 5th of December. If it's a secular leap year, the following year, then you start the night of the 6th. That's because that's basically the way the Cheshbon, the calculation of 60 days from Tkufas Tishrei happens. Now, this year, December 5th, was on Shabbos. Shabbos, we don't say the same Talumot Levracha. So therefore, we began last night. Today's the 6th, but we began last night because Shabbos, you don't say it. Now, what's the din if somebody did not say the same Talumot? Okay? So if you looked at the Chanukah newsletter, the Halacha newsletter of Chanukah, it says over there the dinim. But very briefly, it's very simple. If you want to follow the sit on page 48, because the Shachris davening, it's just that Shemon Esrei. As long as you're in the bracha Baruch Aleinu, at the bottom of 48, you say anywhere the same Talumot Levracha. In other words, you say Kikel Metev Metev Atem Vercha Shanim V'Sein Talumot Levracha. You could even say Baruch Ata Hashem by mistake. If you say Baruch Ata Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, and you reminded yourself you did not say V'Sein Talumot, you can say it there V'Sein Talumot Levracha, and then begin Tka B'Shefer Gadol. That means anywhere in that bracha, including at the end of it, even if you finish the bracha, you could say the same Talumotar as long as you didn't begin the next bracha of Tka. Once you said the word Tka and you realize you didn't say it, so then you add it in Shema Kolenu on page 50. Okay? Where do you add it? Four lines into the bracha, which says, Mofanachem Alkeinu Reikam Al Teshiveinu. Period. Okay, then you say Ki Ata Shema Tefilas Kopet. So over there, if you already said Tika, when you say Mefanachem Alkeinu Reikam Al Teshiveinu, you say V'Sein Tal Umoto Levracha Ki Ata Shema Tefilas Kopet. Okay, or if you already said Baruch Ato Hashem Shema Tefila, you say V'Sein Tal Umoto Levracha there, and then you continue davening. Once you said the word Ritzei, you have to go back to 48 to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Then already, You have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. It's too late to make it up in the Shmoneh, in the Amida. You have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. So it's very simple. In the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, you say it wherever you remembered. If not, you say it in the middle of Shema Kaleinu. Once you said Ritzei, then you have to go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. If you already finished the Shmoneh Esrei, you finished the Amidah, and then you realize you didn't say it, so then you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? That's basically the halacha of the Saint Talmud to the bracha. Okay, now to discuss a little bit the dinim of Chanukah, and just to do the historical timing of Chanukah, we know we have two holidays, Purim and Chanukah, the two rabbinic holidays. Purim happened approximately 200 years before Chanukah. Purim happened 200 years approximately before Chanukah. Purim happened at the first, that's historically, the first Beis Hamikdash, first temple stood 410 years. Then they were exiled for 70 years. And then they built the second Beis Hamikdash, which stood 420 years. Okay? Purim happened at the end of the 70 years of exile, the first exile, before the Beis Hamikdash was built. In other words, as the Medrash says, Esther and Ahasuerus' son Dariavesh allowed the building of the Beis Hamikdash to happen. So Purim happened before the Second Temple started. Chanukah happened midway through the second Beis Hamikdash. Because the Rambam says, but after the story of Chanukah, they had the Beis Hamikdash for another 200 years. Second Beis Hamikdash stood 420 years, so there was midway through the second Beis Hamikdash. So Chanukah happened 200 years approximately after Purim. First was Purim, then 200 years later, the story of Chanukah happened. Now, what happened on Chanukah? So we know the Greeks made, the Jews were under Greek rule. The Greeks made terrible decrees against the Jews. And there was the fight, the battle, and they won the battle. And then they went in to rededicate the Beis Hamikdash. Now, the question is, when did they finish the war? Okay, they finished the war. Then they came into the Beis Hamikdash to light the menorah. They didn't find the oil. And then they looked and they found the one jug of oil. So the Rambam holds, the interesting machleik is between the Rambam and the Me'iri. The Rambam holds, Chanu Chafei means they won the battle on the 25th. The Rambam says the day they won the battle was the 25th of Kislev. The Me'iri was a Rishon, contemporary of the Rambam. He holds, no, they won the battle on the 24th, not on the 25th. So he says when the Gemara, the name Chanukah is two words, Chanu Chafei, they rested on the 25th. It doesn't mean they rested on the 25th. The battle was won on the 24th, but when did they rest the full day, the first full day? On the 25th. Okay, so according to the Me'iri, it's not relevant in halacha today. But according to the Me'iri, they won the battle on the 24th of Kislev. According to the Rambam, they won the battle on the 25th of Kislev. Now, why is the holiday called Chanukah? So simply, Chanu Chafei, they rested on the 25th. But there's more interpretations than just that. Chanukah comes in the word Chanukas Habayis, dedication, rededication of the Beis Hamikdash. In the time of the Greeks, because the Greeks defiled the whole Beis Hamikdash, the Jews had to rededicate the Mizbeach, the altar and the building, they had to rededicate it. So it's called Chanukah, basically from the word Chanukah Sabayis. They rededicated the home. In the Medrash it says that when they finished the Mishkan in the desert, when did they dedicate the Mishkan in the desert? The pasuk says Rosh Chodesh Nissan. V'yibayim Hashmini, it was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. When the fire came down from Hashem and that whole story. It says in Medrash that the Mishkan is really ready at the end of Chanukah, of the end of Kislev. In other words, they technically could have dedicated the Mishkan on Chanukah. Hashem pushed it off. He wanted Rosh Chodesh Nissan to be the day of dedicating the Mishkan. So it says that that day came and complained to Hashem, you know, what are you doing? So Hashem said, I'll give you Hanukkah. I'll give you that Yom Tov Hanukkah and the end of Kislev. So then you'll have your thing also. Okay, now, when the Greeks came into the Beis HaMikdash, relevant in the halacha of it, when the Greeks came into the Beis HaMikdash, like it says, they defiled all the oil in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, when the Chashmonaim won, it was on the 25th day of Kislev, the Rambam says, they only found one jug with the oil, with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. And even though everybody knows the story, even though it was enough oil to last one day, it lasted 8 days, right? Now, why did the oil have to last for 8 days? Why, like, where does the number 8 get in here? So obviously, simply it's understood because they couldn't get new oil for 8 days. If they were able to get new oil earlier, then you didn't need the miracle to last 8 days. You know, Hashem doesn't do miracles for no reason at all. So why did they need 8 days to get new oil? So there's different opinions in the commentaries of the Gemara and Halacha. Some people say the place where they got oil from was a 4-day journey from Yerushalayim. It was a 4-day journey. So you had to go 4 days, get the oil, come back 4 days, and have overnight FedEx. So they had to go there 4 days, get the oil, come back. So it took 8 days until they got new oil. Other commentaries explain, no, the Jews just fought a battle. They're all tummy from dead people, right? So then, yeah, if you come in contact with a dead person, you have to have the ashes of the Parah Aduma for 7 days. So 7 days, they were tummy. On the 8th day, they made new oil. They had new oil. So that's why it took 8 days to get new oil. I mean, you have to understand, that's the reason why Hanukkah lasted 8 days, because it took 8 days to get new oil. Why did it take that long? So either because it was a 4-day journey each way, or they're a tamei with dead bodies, and therefore they needed the ashes of the Parah Aduma for the 7 days. Now, there's a lot of questions asked on this. We learn it every year, but there's a very famous Beis Yosef. You know, this sounds very simple. You learn the story and, you know. So the Beis Yosef, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, asks the famous question that there's hundreds and hundreds of answers on the question. The Beis Yosef asked a very simple question. If there was enough oil for one day, so therefore, how long was the miracle really for? 7 days, because one day they had oil. So why do we celebrate 8 days Chanukah? We should only celebrate 7 days Chanukah. Because the miracle is only 7 days. One day they had enough oil. So there's a lot of answers. One answer is the fact that they won the battle, that we celebrate one day. Another answer is the fact that they found the oil, which is a miraculous find, that they found the oil. It's another reason why you keep the day. And then the Beis Yosef answers either that when they poured the oil into the menorah, the jug refilled automatically. So even the first day, they noticed the miracle right away. Or they only put, because they knew they needed the oil for 8 days, so they only put an eighth of the jug into the menorah. So it should have burnt in the eighth of the night. The miracle was it burnt the whole night. So even the first night, they already saw a miracle that the eighth of the oil burnt the full allotted amount of time of the night. Other Mefarshim say they put the whole jug into the menorah and only an eighth of it burnt down. Basically, very similar answers. But the basic answer is that even the first day, there was a miracle. Either they found the oil, the oil burnt, an eighth of it burnt the whole day, or they refilled, or whatever, it matters. There's a lot of questions on that, by the way, because there's a din. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs, miraculous things. So how did they do a mitzvah because mitzvah has to be in nature. Remember, we discussed yesterday that Rebbe didn't do Kiddush Levana because he stopped the boat miraculously. You have to do mitzvahs to nature, not miracles. So how are they allowed to light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash if it was a miraculous soil? So then you can't do a mitzvah with it. It's a whole issue within itself. And then there's another very interesting question. Oh, look in the wrong place. There's another very interesting question. And that is, number one, if they were Tamei for the 7 days, how did they light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash? You can't go in if you're Tamei. How did they light the menorah?
Sibul was Tamei.
Huh?
The Sibul was Tamei. So everybody.
1 minute. So one of the answers is, but that's a very big problem, because I'll tell you why in a second. So some Mefarshim answer that there's a din, Tumah Hotra B'tzibur. When the whole community is impure, the laws of impurity don't apply. That's what the Gemara, we learn now from Psukim, Tumah Hotra B'tzibur. When there's
In that case, we should be able to walk into present Beis HaMikdash site.
No, that's a separate thing. You're not allowed to go there. It's nothing to do only with Tumah. And that's only, not Tumah Hotra B'tzibur. The classic example of that is, we know by Karban Pesach, yeah, remember the story in the Chumash, the people were Tamei, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, we can't like that, bring the Karban Pesach, okay, bring it a month later. Okay? So the Gemara learned that over there, it's only because there were a few people that were Tamei. But if everybody would have been Tamei, they would have been able to bring the Karban Pesach. Because Tumah Hotra B'tzibur. Which, by the way, I'm going to leave you with the question, and then you'll think about it overnight. And that is as follows. If Tumah Hotra B'tzibur, if the laws of Tumah don't apply, they could have used the impure oil. They could have lit with the impure oil. Because if the laws of Tumah don't apply when everybody's Tameh, that means the oil really wasn't Tameh. And the question is even stronger. The Greeks know how to learn. If they didn't want the Jews to light the menorah, they didn't accomplish anything. Because halachically, the Jews would be allowed to light with that oil because everybody's tummy. So what did they accomplish? They should have gotten rid of the oil, destroyed it, taken it away. Why are they impure? Okay, to be continued.